And I would never turn around a school with the way we approached. We were required to approach peers. Mm-hmm. And I have turned around schools before, and that this would never meet the sniff test for any of the research-based practices that I've seen. I mean, at this point, the community didn't trust the district. They certainly didn't trust the state. Then you had a new superintendent you didn't know whether or not to trust. And they were all, like, tired and kind of, you know, sick of everybody sort of getting in it. But we were at a crossroads. If we wanted the school open, it had to be negotiated with the TEA. Mm-hmm. And that was not what the community wanted. I mean, they had already done what they called a refinement and realignment approach and plan to the next step of the school. I remember that last school year, they had lost the science. I mean, they had, like, the science teacher had turned over twice, which is where right. They got dinged. That's where they were the 2 to 5 percentage points off where they needed to be. So in their plan, they would have, you know, the next step would have been improve science and keep pushing on the other numbers. If you could have left it alone and done the next lift and work with them this year for the big plan, I mean, like, what they were really going to do, mm-hmm. you know, for fiscal year 11, then, you know, they could have finished working on science and stabilizing the team. And maybe you change, like, one thing, pick it, the principal, the science curriculum, you know, the county, whatever that, but you don't, I'm not sure they needed all of this that was somehow going to turn them around and make them so much better than where they were when I came here.